If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I love those little intros. I wish when I meet people out on the street, that would happen. When I would say, hey, what's your name? My name is Jeff. My name is, tell it like it is, Don Lemon. All right. I'm going off, y'all. Listen, let me tell y'all, don't mess with the president these days. He is ornery.
Oh, man.
That's right.
He's about to get out of here. He's mad. He is mad.
Oh, I love it. But don't you love it? If you blinked, you might have missed it. Seriously, if you weren't in front of a television or listening online or listening on the radio, which most of us weren't, it was just around quitting time on Wednesday because people have jobs. It was just before quitting time on Wednesday. You probably missed President Obama going on a rant. And now a rant is what he called it himself. Though he never mentioned a name, there was no doubt who he was referring to when the president said this.
Somebody else who has never shown any regard for workers, has never fought on behalf of social justice issues. They don't suddenly become a populist because they say something controversial in order to win votes. It's not the measure of populism. That's nativism or xenophobia or worse. Or it's just cynicism.
Now, to whom do you think he was referring?
His wife. That sounds like his wife.
For those of you who may not be sure, the president went on to say this.
We've had times throughout our history where anti-immigration sentiment is exploited by demagogues. It was directed at the Irish. It was directed at Poles and Italians, and you can go back and read what was said about those groups, and it's identical to what they're now saying about Mexicans or Guatemalans or Salvadorians or Muslims or Asians. Same stuff. But guess what? They kept coming. And they kept coming because America offered possibility for their children and their grandchildren.
The president was no doubt referring to Donald Trump in both of those statements. He does not appear to care, putting it mildly, for Donald Trump at all. The interesting part is that he made these comments on the world stage as he was meeting with his Canadian and Mexican counterparts. He was in Canada. But he has been anxious, we've said it here on this show, to get back out on the campaign trail, not for himself, but for Secretary Hillary Clinton. And it showed as he addressed the world leaders who took questions from the press on Wednesday in Canada. He also appears to be just as anxious to hit Donald Trump for his rhetoric, and he is taking every chance he can at whatever venue he can to criticize the presumptive Republican nominee as a divider and not a unifier. Play it.
Let's just be clear that somebody who labels us versus them or engages in rhetoric about how, you know, we're going to look after ourselves and take it to the other guy, that's not the definition of populism. Sorry. This is one of the prerogatives of when you're at the end of your term, you just kind of... You go on these occasional rants.
He don't even remember what the question was about.
I love it.
I just need to say this.
He's got nothing to prove.
It is his prerogative. While he still has the bully pulpit, he still has the mic, and he is the president. So he can say whatever he wants to, and he is. And I think that is just the beginning when it comes to this election. So look out. Do you remember how, Bill Clinton helped him back in 2012? Giving the speech. I think that's what he's going to do for Secretary Clinton.
Yeah, he almost said this.
Right. He sure did. It was right there on the tip. You can hear it.
He's real close, isn't he?
But the first lady did that. Close. Yeah. You remember the first lady at the graduation? She also was taking the time out to.
I mean, he's right there at it.
She said something
I'm
about
sure
Donald
he
Trump.
Said it in the White House, but I mean, when he's making a speech, he said it in the White House.
But not on the mic.
You think it might come out one time?
It's going to come out.
Between now and November?
This,
because he is
here.
He
said
is
it on
playing with
one.
It. Yeah, he and he's weighing every word because he does populism,
nativism,
native xenophobia,
xenophobia, demagogue.
That's
amidst all those
when you
big
have to
words,
do a church
it's about
comedy
to come
show.
Out.
You have to slow it down. You have to slow it down.
I do have to say though. If you play the sound bites back to back between the presidential candidates, there is a difference in, as you're watching it, in decorum. One, you have to say, now, how will I get used to this? Could you get used to that at a presidential conference, news conference?
Think
about it. When you, you know,
how
it's
could
just,
you allow him to be the president? How could you?
I
let
never
want
to get used to that.
Well, that's up to Americans. I'm just saying there's a difference. Sibyl. I'm just pointing out the difference. That's it. That the vote, who you vote for, is your business.
Because right, this, Don,
right because here. This right here.
Good job, Don Lemon.
Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Bye, Don.
Huggy next, 26 past the hour.